Hello, beautiful people. It's your girl Jackie O with Kink Unashamed. It's been a while, and before I get going, I'm going to let you all know that I am currently a little sick, so I may sound like I'm wheezing, and hopefully I won't burst out in any coughing fits. If I do, I'll try and catch those and pause the recording so you don't have to hear that. But I am here recording today on January the 2nd, 2020, thanks to, I have to give some shout outs because some people got me together and told me I needed to get my ass back on the mic and provide some content. So, and they were super sweet, so I'm being a smart ass. But shout out to Rosa from Instagram and the homie Grace, who's a homie of the homie. I appreciate the love and I appreciate the nudge because it is so easy to lose track of time with full-time job and being a single parent and dealing with, you know, depression, anxiety, and just the turmoils of that in itself, those three things. And then, you know, trying to date and trying to be a good family member and attend the things and be a good friend and do the play dates and do, you know, all of these things with all of these people and be a good, you know, parent and do the one-on-one quality time stuff. So it just becomes a lot. It and, you know, and travel and then holidays and, you know, I am not going to. One of my goals for 2020 is to be a little bit more transparent, but there are certain spaces I just cannot go because I'm not emotionally available there. So I think I've mentioned before that I lost someone in my life, and that's kind of what led me to doing this podcast and just finding an outlet. So the anniversary of losing that person is around the holiday season, so that makes the holidays really good. Just rough. So this, you know, last three-ish months have been a little rough just off that alone. And then all of the things I mentioned before. So that's where the hell I've been. That was one of the questions that was posed. I apologize. I don't think I said that. One of the things that I was asked to talk about is where the fuck I've been, and it wasn't said that way. I'm just being, you know, me. So I wanted to give a little bit of background on where I've been, and again, no excuses because life is life and we're all human and I love y'all, but you know, I have to get through the, you know, the day to day and still try and keep it together mentally and emotionally. And I have learned that, you know, staying at peace and being mentally sound, it takes work sometimes because it's a juggling act trying to keep all of the things afloat and do it with a smile and, you know, still be able to sleep at night. You know, it's a lot. So that's where I've been. And I'm actually, okay, so I recorded an episode like a month ago-ish. After I got back from vacation in New Orleans. So I recorded it and then I forgot to upload it. That was like, it was like a month ago, a little more than a month ago, I think. But anyway, that episode is literally just sitting in my files. So you will get that after this. So some things may not make sense, but anyway. Just letting you know, you're getting my Happy New Year. Did I say Happy New Year at any point, or did I just start running my mouth? I don't know what I did. If I didn't say Happy New Year, Happy effing New Year. Oh, it feels so good to be in another year. I definitely didn't say it because I don't remember doing a spiel. Okay, so Happy New Year. I'm so glad to be, you know, it's always, I don't know why. Why is it that the New Year, it just feels like a clean slate, like it just, I don't know, the energy just feels different. People just feel different. I think there's just the excitement of, you know, coming off of several days of not having to work and, you know, just the vibe is just like, hey, let's do this shit. Like, I don't know. It is what it is. Shit, it might be performance evaluations that makes everyone feel that way. Like, oh, bitch, I made it to January. I get a clean slate. Who knows? Who knows? So, yeah. Where the fuck was I going with that? Where was I going? I don't know how I got there. I guess it doesn't matter, though. Was I talking about the vacation to New Orleans and then I got lost somewhere? Okay, so it just feels like that's a lot of dead air. So we're just going to move on to the next question slash topic that was presented to me. And it was a recap of 2019, the good, the bad, and the ugly. Oh boy, oh boy, oh boy. So I actually took notes. So if you hear the flapping noise, that's my cardstock paper note-y stuff that I've purchased. And it's my notes for things I'm supposed to talk about. So I will do my best not to flail it around. But in case you hear that noise, that is what it is. All right. So, 2019. I think the biggest thing about 2019 was that was the start of this podcast. It was kind of a random idea. It was the idea for the podcast. I don't know. I'm pretty sure we've never talked about this, but the idea for the podcast was actually something that I had discussed with friends of mine. And I was consistently, you know, we're pitching this idea of like, you know, the three of us who are all pretty different at different ages and stages in our lives, you know, me being single, you know, and one of the friends being married, one being, you know, complicated, like, you know, being able to have a dialogue with three different people in three different walks of life, you know, three different senses of humor, just, you know, all of those things. And it just never, there was a lot of talk, but it never came to fruition. And then after the major loss in my life, I was like, I need this outlet. So I was like, there's nothing stopping me from just picking up a mic. And, you know, a good friend of mine, we sat down and talked. She has a food blog. And I don't even know if I've ever gotten her permission to plug her food blog. So I will have to ask her if I'm allowed to do that. Because I was just about to say it. It's like, blah, blah, blah. But I don't want to get in trouble. So this good friend of mine, you know, she has this food blog, pretty popular. And I'm just like, dude, what do I do? Help me make this happen. And, you know, we just kind of talked it out. And I did the research, did the work, did the signups, bought the mic, set up the, you know, recording space. Like within like a 2-week time frame-ish, she helped me with artwork, all of that. And, you know, the podcast was born. So I didn't do a whole lot of research. I didn't like spend months grueling over what needed to happen and what should be done. And I didn't do that. I'm like, what's the quickest way to make this happen with the resources I have available? And here we are. So for me, that was the most profound thing about 2019, was the creation of Kink Unashamed. Like even the name of the podcast, you know, we sat up, we're like, what makes sense? Like what? So I'm just excited about the podcast. I'm glad that I have people that come back. Even if it's just one or two people that comes back and listens, I appreciate y'all, like for real, because I just felt like I know that there's at least one person. That was the main reason I wanted to do the podcast, because I'm like, there has to be at least one person that would benefit from some of this information, at least one person that will laugh at this information. Could be the same person. Like there has to be at least five people that would get some level of entertainment or appreciation out of this podcast. So why the fuck not? I ain't got nothing else to do. So yeah. The podcast. I'm pretty damn excited about it. And I'm going to do my best to step the pussy up in 2020 and, you know, get you guys and gals consistent content. Yeah, that's that. So yeah, recap of 2019, good, bad. So I mean, for the most part, all I talk about is dick and fucking and encounters, right? So I just wrote down a list of everybody that I can remember having sexy time with and events that happened in 2019. And then like some sex acts, or I feel like I'm so nasally that you probably can't understand what I'm saying. Sex activities that I got a lot of practice in 2019. And yeah. All right. So that's where we're headed. So for the first person I wrote down, and this is in no particular order, was Akbar. Akbar. Akbar is so adorable, and the dick is amazing. He is such a small little man. He is such a small little man, and he has such a beautiful big brown dick, and his accent is amazing, and he's so rough, and I'm not a little bitch. Like, I'm a big girl, okay? Like, I'm a big girl. She kissing up on up and towards in the toward the three. Like, she's up there. She's a big bitch. I'm tall. I carry it well, but I'm a big bitch, right? And he's like 5'7", maybe like 150. He's a tiny little, like, he's probably a 29-inch waist. Like, he's so small. And he just manhandles me, and I'm so here for it. I just love me some Akbar, honey. But I have a little issue with Akbar, and I don't think I've talked about it before, but we're going to talk about it now. So, because it recently was a thing, because when was that? Like a week ago? Because I became recently single. So I had to, like, blow the dust off and go into the black book. So I did see Mr. Akbar, and I was reminded of his tendency. And I don't know if this is, I did no research. I'm just speaking off the cuff here. His tendency to, what is it that he's doing? It's like, have we ever talked about edging? Like, what edging means? I'm sure most people know what it, or maybe not. I don't know if people know what it means or not. Orgasm control. That's, so I think that that is a thing for him. And I say that because, like, we can be in the throes of the sexy time, and he is banging it out, and I'm, like, wet and dripping and coming all over the place. And he's, you know, the last time I saw him, which was, I think, I can pull up my damn calendar to tell you the exact date, but it was like a week or two or whatever ago. This man, I swear, he like ripped my scalp off of my head. He pulled my hair. I had braids in my hair, or the remnants of braids in my hair. And he pulled my scalp still hurts. Like, in certain spots, I'm pretty sure he ripped hair out in patches, because it got so real. And it's so rough. And if that makes me crazy for liking it that rough, no apologies here, because it was everything. I came everywhere. And there were moments where I could feel and hear him about to come. And he would, like, flip into another position, like flip, like jump off me damn near. And I'm like, why would you stop? Like, I know you were about to come. Why are you want to change the position all of a sudden? I'm coming. You feel like you're about to come. Why are you, like, and he consistently was doing it. And then it's like, why are you doing this? Like, even during the blowjob, it's like, when I can feel, and I know a man's dick. Okay. I have done the research, and I mean, check my resume. I know when a man is about to come. It's science, honey. The balls contract. It is, that's not something a man can control. They do. And when the cum is about to come out of the hole itself, it's about to spout out, honey, the veins in the side of the dick start to, what's the word? Like, pulsate. Like, I don't know. I can feel the cum massaging its way up. I can feel it. You can feel it. If you pay attention to what the fuck is going on, you can feel it. So that's for me. I can tell when a man is about to come while I'm giving a blowjob, honey. I know what those balls do, and I know what that dick does. And when I got it right, got it tight, and you want to shove me and my mouth off of you, why you don't want to come? Oh, okay. And then you get to the point where you fuck for so long and so hard, your dick becomes numb and then you can't come. Or like, or is this just a game of you playing orgasm control? Because it's happened several, like, a lot of times. For the most part, I have to, like, it's going to sound real weird. I have to, like, put in a situation where it's like he has no choice but to let loose and not hold back. And sometimes I just don't give a shit. I'm like, I got my nut. Thank you. If you want to sit over there and play with your nuts and withholding yourself, like, sir, that's fine. I got my 22 nuts. I'm happy. Have a good night. Thank you. Take care. See you when I see you. So seeing him words, alcohol, come on. Seeing him recently reminded me that that is the thing that he does, and it really annoys the hell out of me. So, excuse me, I needed a drink. So Akbar was a good. I mean, he still hit it. So he's great. Ginger, Mr. Ginger. I think that, of course, the fact that that man, warning, graphic, place is about to be entered. that was dumb. him splitting my, like, that man, I'm telling you, felt like somebody cut my pussy. It was a very visible tear in my lady parts after, I don't know, it was like, was it less than 24 hours with each other? I think it was less than 24 hours. Or right around 24. I don't remember. It was only like a day. But there was a lot of sex during those days. I don't remember what episode that was. But our encounter was intense. And, you know, he was an MMA fighter, I think. Or jiu-jitsu. So he had the moves, and again, I'm not a small girl, so I can take it for the most part. Like, if you want to try and, you know, position me up and, you know, and I'm flexible. So for the most part, I can take it. And I took it all. yeah, because I'm actually thinking back to the photos and the videos I have of the encounter. I took all, I mean, I was bent up. Baby, bent up like a chicken wing, bent up like a pretzel, wrapped and swirled and twirled. Looking, honey, just big and chocolate wrapped around that little pale ginger boy. Oh my God. That dick was amazing. He was the bomb list. You hear me? It was just, it hurt so bad. I was tore up. You hear me? I said I wanted it rough, and he gave it rough to the umpteenth power. But that was during the 7 crazy days of sex, right? So is that why my pussy was so rough? I really don't. See, listen. I really don't remember. I think that's how that happened, right? I think it was like, I would have to literally pull up my calendar to confirm. But I think that was, if I remember correctly, he was toward the end or the beginning? The end of the 7-day fuck fest, I think. And that was a lot. I should go back and listen to that episode. I really don't listen back to them. I really don't. Sometimes they'll randomly pop up like on my iTunes, and I'll listen to it for a minute, and I'm like, I am dumb. I really said that. Oh my God. Oh my God. Did I really say that out loud? Oh my Jesus. And this is public and all these people have listened to it. Okay. Okay. It's a lot. So I just don't listen back to them, because I'm like, I can't believe I just said that out loud for the public to hear. So yeah, Mr. Ginger was good dick in amazing positions. One thing that's funny about him, and I don't know if I talked about it or not, but, recently, he told me that he was in a sexual encounter with someone. And again, this is a friendship and we smash if we see each other type relationship. And I talk to anybody openly about anything. So it's like, if you want to talk about who you fucking or what they ain't doing and any ideas on what to do with the situation or just to share your kinky shit and I share my kinky shit. Like, if we just maintain that long distance and if we cross paths or we're in each other's city, like, hey, what you got going on? You trying to slide? Like, it's cool like that, right? So, he tells me he has sex with a much older lady. Like, I think he said 60s. Late 50s, early 60s. I don't remember. But this man cracked the lady's rib accidentally during sex in one of his jujitsu manhold wrestling pose situations. Like, that shit is everything to me, honey. Especially with a nice sized penis behind it. And you know how he got the stamina to throw that? Whoo! Honey, Mr. Ginger was everything. You hear me? He is definitely a best of 2019, honey. Yes. Oh, mm-mm-mm. And he was bisexual, so we could, ooh, it's just nice to be able to have open dialogue with someone, and that shit is sexy, especially when you can, like, tear each other apart and have some nasty, rough sex, and it's just like, ooh. I think that's what I like the most about sex with Mr. Ginger, is it was very primal and, like, animalistic. Like, I don't know, that was like some fake deep shit, but it was just like, I didn't care, you know. There was the biting and the hair pulling and the choking and the just the rough and the spanking. It was everything for a girl that likes to be dominated. Mr. Ginger was everything to me, so I can't wait for us to cross paths in the near future. Okay, I wrote down Hunter, right? I don't really have much to say about Hunter because I really try not to be a size queen because I'm not. Like, I don't even remember the man's name. I hooked up with a dude. Will is his name. Ooh, I said his real name. Anyway, who cares? Whatever. There's a million Wills in this world. Will was his name, and super tall, super handsome. I don't know if he ever made it on an episode or not, but he had a micro penis, like super tall, right? Super handsome. I don't know how this one got away from me. I don't know if I got dick fished, aka catfished, aka dude plays around with the angles and makes it look like he has more dick than he does. But anyway, we ended up meeting each other. We had messaged back and forth and all. So many of these guys I have these ongoing conversations with for like months. And there's one guy we have been talking for like 2 years at this point. Like, for real. And he still talks about wanting to meet in the near future. Like, so that's what I'm just saying. Like, there are conversations that go on with people you meet on some of these websites. And, you know, sometimes you go months without talking and, you know, you pick up where you left off and talk for a couple weeks and then it gets quiet. Like, it's just a thing. I don't know. It's weird. If y'all want to hear more about how that works, we could talk. Let me know. Send me an email or something. But this guy, anyway, he ends up at my house. We hook up and he takes off his clothes and I see that he has a micro penis. Like, micro penis. When I say micro penis, where all you see for the most part is just the mushroom of the dick and very little underneath. And I, Vienna sausage is giving him way too much. And again, I am not a size queen. I am here to get off. Again, I don't know if he made an episode. I think he might have. I think. Yeah, I don't know. Anyway, but he just was big and had a small peen. And I'm probably being very brutal right now because the thought of it. I was just like, did this really happen? Oh, God, it was so small. But, honey, he used his hands well. and the toys well, and he got all, how do we get him? I don't even remember how we got that, him and that little precious penis off. I do not remember. Anyway, moving right the fuck along. What happened? I was on Hunter. Hunter was one of those that didn't have enough dick for the party. Talked about doing a whole lot of kinky, nasty, dirty shit. Brought all the toys and had the shit in a drawer and all that. And just didn't show up. Like, you just didn't do the things you said you were going to do. I think that, you know, the head game fucked him up. We recorded some interesting videos. He was nice and rough, but he, you know, he just didn't have enough dick for the things that he wanted and thought he could do. And then he just wasn't very enthusiastic about, you know, keeping the party going. Like, I like to fuck pretty constantly. Like, I don't like to just sit around and waste time. Like, we ain't doing nothing else. If your dick don't hurt and my vagina is okay, like, why aren't we fucking or blowing or sucking or just rubbing or touching? Like, I don't like to keep my hands to myself. I'm a little bit of a pervert. So any man that deals with me has to just deal with me having my hands all over him. I can't help myself. And, like, that's how you know I'm really into your ass. Like, if I'm willing to, like, give in to my compulsion of I can't stop touching you, I really like you. And the sex is fucking amazing. It has to be. Because, bitch, I'm just rubbing and thinking about what I want that dick to do in my holes. That's horrible. Apologies, I didn't catch it to stop the recording, so I'm sorry. That's gross. But, yeah. So, Hunter. Yeah, whatever. Moving right along. So, I don't think I told the full story about Hunter. So, the morning... So, we met up, like, the afternoon, evening on a day. Hung out, played around, went out for pizza, came back in, played around a little, slept, and then pretty much just slept. And he was just like, it was weird. But then, later on down the line, you know, there was a mental health discussion and medication discussion and the impacts that that may have had on the sexy time. But... after I left Hunter, there was another person in the area that I had been in communication with for quite a while. And I just happened to, like, when I knew I was going to the area to meet Hunter, I was like, I'm going to be here at this time or around this time, blah, blah, blah. Just putting feelers out there, right? Just in case the Hunter thing didn't go well. And so I met this dude, older gentleman, like, y'all know I like him a little older. They have to, like, look a certain way and present themselves a certain way. And this guy wasn't, like, he was very well put together, but rugged. And y'all know I'm from the southern United States of America, so you know, like, ooh. I don't know how to explain it. Anyway, we had sexy time in a bathroom, right? Like, it was, this is the only time I had two bathroom sex encounters this year. And I don't know if I should be proud of myself for, I was about to say doing something that's a bucket list item, but this isn't the first time I've done it. So it can't be like, ooh, bucket list. Cause I've done it. And it was like, several years ago. Jesus. What am I doing with my life? Like, listen, I like to get it in. And the sexy time happened with the man. We met up in a public place. We talked for a little. And he liked what he was looking at. And I liked what I was looking at. And then he was like, so where you want to go? And I was like, you know, this is your area. So where's the quickest place to pop, get it popping? And he was like, follow me. And it was to another public place. I'm not going to be specific for a reason. And we got it popping in the bathroom. And that was it, girl. So, mind your business. I don't care if you judge me. And the fucked up part Bitch, I'm about to spill all my tea. Judge me, I don't care. It was a public bathroom that was partially, I just opened my lip gloss, if you heard what that noise was, my chapstick. And the reason I'm letting y'all know what the noises are, because I received feedback from a friend of a friend that was like, what is that noise in the background? So I'm trying to be proactive in telling you what the noises are. So closing my chapstick, if you could hear that. So yeah, what was I talking about? What the hell was I talking about? Oh, the dude with the bathroom. So yeah, that happened. We smashed. I left, and then we just never hooked up again because I was never in the area again because Hunter, yeah, no. Master was not new in 2019. We just did a whole lot in 2019. We did a lot in 2018, but we did quite a bit in 19. To be very specific, fisting was the thing. A lot of anal play, the introduction of anal beads, a lot of the toys that he, it's not even toys, I'm going to say the tools and just the things he brought into play that just like, whew, like the bamboo stick, when I got the spanking beating with the bamboo stick, that shit was so, I'm telling you, it felt like a little person just like punching me in my ass, like really hard. Like a little toddler, like a strong ass toddler, like bow, like it hurt so bad. And it was a lot. But just a lot. Master was a lot. And for that to have taken, it took a little bit of a turn. I'm not going to really go there because I'm probably going to still fucking, even though my homegirls tell me I shouldn't. Anyway, Master is on the do not fuck list at the moment. So Mr. Smoke, and he is tied to another item on the 2019 mentions, the sex party. The sex party was crazy. If you haven't listened to the six crazy days, this description says sex party, I think. Maybe I say in the topic and a sex party. Anyway, if you haven't listened to that fucking episode, listen to that shit. That was some like, I thought I was bug crazy wild. And I kind of am, but I'm burping. Like, I am disgusting. I don't know if y'all can hear that stuff, but excuse me, I burped. I thought I was crazy wild and like out of control. And then I walk into this party and I'm like, oh, y'all nasty, nasty. Hello, my people. Like, I didn't know my people existed. Like, oh my God, there are more of me. And then when I realize like I'm a little bit nastier than them, I'm like, God damn, I'm still on the quest. But it was like, I'm not really into the public. Hold on. Am I into the public sex thing? I am. I'm into that shit. I ain't gonna lie. I had such a good time. If I wasn't into it, I wouldn't have been getting down like I was getting down. And I was not giving a fuck about who was watching. Because Mr. Smoke, honey, that dick was and still is life. Because another thing about a bitch being single and being able to dust off the black book. Oh, Mr. Smoke. Beautiful, big black dick, and he knows what to do with it. My only issue, if we're being honest, is that the sex is too vanilla. So the sex party sex, this man, I gave you a blowjob in front of the entire goddamn party. We went in a room and you fucked all three of my holes. Okay? Okay? And apparently people were in and out watching that shit. And now all I get is a little bit of smoke, a little bit of oral, get my titty sucked on a little piece, tweaked on a little bit. Then you want to fuck, but you don't want to like fuck. You want to make love. Like you want to like, you know, like missionary me down and like wrap your arms around me and like, bitch, I cannot breathe. Okay. Like, why are you making love to me? Like, this is awkward. This is how I feel in my head. Like, I would never say this out loud. Like, bitch, because the dick is amazing. Okay. But I still be suffocating. Like, can you please get off? Like, why you can't just bend me over? Like, and I sometimes randomly trying to switch some shit up. I'll flip it over, put my ass in the air, and he'll hit it. But then he gets to the point where he's about to come too quick. Because I don't like to just sit there, honey. Listen, ladies. If you don't bring anything else into 2020 with you, I'm going to need you to make sure that no matter what position that you are in, unless this man has you restrained to the point where you cannot, you better throw that pussy back every chance you get. You hear me? Okay, listen, if I'm on the bottom, I'm throwing it back, honey. I'm always fucking you, sir. Okay, understand that. Like, I'm not here to just get fucked. I'm here to do some fucking my damn self. So that don't just mean when I'm on top. That means when I'm on bottom. And that means when this ass is in the air, honey, I'm throwing it back. And if y'all don't do y'all's Kegels and get them pussy muscles right, I don't know what else to do. Do your Kegels, girls. You can do them anywhere. Google it. And that ain't even on the list. I need to write it down. Do your Kegels and drink your water. Don't be a dehydrated bitch in 2020, okay? Drink your water. If you're not going to the bathroom every hour on the hour, you're not drinking enough. You should be going probably more than that. Drink your water. That's a personal goal. So, bitch, drink some water. Put the soda down. Get some water, feed that skin, get your glow popping, like drink your water. And that's really why I'm doing it. That's another thing I've been focused on while I've been away is getting my skin together, because as a brown girl, I suffer with hyperpigmentation. Just in like some areas of my face, I have a little bit of darkness. So I've really been focusing on my skin and trying to get my life together. So if you have or like any products you want to recommend, you know, email me, kinkunashamed@gmail.com. The Instagram is @kinkunashamed. And as always, any topics, suggestions, questions, please send them. I will read them and I will speak on them. And I got off track once a fucking again. But yeah, I have bitch been working on her skin. So I think I was talking about Sex Party and Mr. Smoke and about how I be trying to switch it up, girl. He just is so vanilla. But it's so good because that dick is amazing. Like, it's so big. It's so big. It's so beautiful. It's so big and beautiful. And he loves for his balls to be played with. Oh, I love it. That dick is everything. But it's strictly just a sexual relationship. We ain't like none of that. So it was good to say hello, old friend. Yes, honey. That dick is amazing. I forgot how good that dick was. I forgot how good that dick was. But it's so vanilla. Can I have the Sex Party sex? Can I get some anal? Like, can you slap me across the booty a few times before you make me get back in missionary? Like, come on, man. Come on, please. Come on. It's the only thing. I think I mentioned, or like a little moment or so ago, about having bathroom sex twice. And the second person I had bathroom sex with, it was planned. And this is another person who, if I speak on that too much, it's going to disclose what he does for a living. What am I going to say? We're going to say, we're just going to say he's someone that I've been talking to, and I'm pretty sure I've talked about him. I'm pretty sure I talked about this. The IKEA guy and me giving the guy a blowjob in IKEA. If I haven't talked about the blowjob. Did I talk about this already and tell the full tea about what I did in the IKEA bag? I don't even know if I said IKEA or if I was worried about saying IKEA because I'm like, I shouldn't say IKEA and admit that I had sex or like oral. There was an oral encounter at a minimum in the IKEA bathroom between myself and a gentleman, and it was great. And yeah. Yeah. So yeah, that was other bathroom thing. Kind of, sort of. So I was in a very brief relationship with a very handsome gentleman in based lives in New Orleans. And I mentioned that I have an entire episode following my return from my vacation. I had such a great time. It really is an amazing city. The food was, I have this little, I don't know if I've talked about these things. So I currently have, it's almost, February will be a year. I have been dealing with the inability to smell and taste. I literally cannot smell or taste anything. Nothing. My kid takes a poop, I can't smell it. Like, I can't smell nothing at all. Same with taste. I can feel the reaction of things on my tongue, but I cannot taste anything. Do not know if I've talked about it before, but again, that's been an ongoing issue for me since February of 2019. Ugh. So that's why I say when I say the food was good, like, I'm speaking to texture, not taste, because I wish I could have gotten the love of those flavors. I really do. So, but yeah, just the city itself is just amazing. And I do not know how much detail I went into about how much I love the city in the previous episode that I'm going to upload after this. But I will say it time and time again, it's an absolutely beautiful city. And my bae on that vacation, you know, he said something like the minute, I think even before I got there, you know, he kept saying how the city has a soul and, you know, that's what he appreciates about it and that's what he likes about it. Like, you feel the city, and that is the truest statement that anyone could ever make about that city. And I mentioned my lack of smell to also mention that that is the one part I really wish I could have gotten in on. The smells of New Orleans, because the good and the bad, everybody says, like, that makes the experience, so you know what you're dealing with in whatever area. New Orleans. New Orleans was great. I don't want to tell too much. I'm not going to tell too much because I want you to listen to the episode that's coming next, but there's discussions about glory holes. I'm not going to go back and listen to it, but I'm pretty sure there's mentions of glory holes. And yeah, there was mentions of it. I'm remembering talking about it, I think. Unless I'm just, anyway. And a third party being involved. And he is another plus very good thing from 2019. Total stranger, so to speak, that was entered into the situation. With amazing, beautiful black dick. And that was fun. That was a whole lot of fun. So listen to that episode, because he was lit. I think I called him Black Mamba. Whoo, that dick was everything. That dick was everything. He's another one that I would love to cross paths with in 2020. Because, whoo, that dick was great. And I just keep dancing around and I don't want to talk about it, but I'm just going to like just go forward. The relationship was, it was good long distance, but something went wrong in person and it created like a communication hole, I think. This is my perspective, because the other person kind of didn't really open up to me. So I'm just kind of just like going off of, you know, my angle. I'm not the arguing type. I'm not the digging type. And I'm really not the one to talk about relationships and get too deep. But I do kind of want to speak about the briefness of it and the good and the bad of it. Because again, bitch, we here and we're kinky, and I'm going to go into a little detail about some of the kinks. So I'm leading up to it all. But anyway, you know, I just, one thing that I cannot deal with is poor communication in a situation, especially when I'm trying my damnedest to like be present and be the best version of myself for you and to try and make you feel appreciated and wanted and all of these things. So when I don't feel like that's reciprocated, I kind of check out. And then if I check out, I'm kind of like, what's the point of even maintaining this situation? Because it, you know, it's not really feeling good. So yeah, especially when we're talking long distance, it's different when you're face to face and you have sex and other things to throw in the middle. When all you have is communication, like that, when that shit starts to fade, especially after, you know, certain in-person and, you know, blow-ups and weird stuff. I don't know. I'm not going into a whole lot of detail. I'm trying to do a better job of being transparent because apparently I'm not, you know, being as open as I can be. And I just want to be honest because, again, I'm just a fucking single girl out here trying to figure it the fuck out. And, you know, I think that I'm always fearful of coming off needy, especially being a submissive. Like, I never want a dude to think I'm clingy or crazy or, you know, like a stalker or going to turn into it. Like, I never want to be that girl or come off that way. So I almost come off, like, force myself to come off standoffish to avoid being that girl. Because, again, like I said earlier, if I really like a person, I'm hands all over you. And if the dick is good, I'm hands in your panties, like, 24/7. Like, I can't keep my hands to myself. And that's just a thing for me if I really like a person. And I have to, like, force myself again to, like, not be too clingy, not be too PDA, you know, just not being too much because I don't want to come off like, oh, God, this, you know, little psycho subby who, you know, is going to be a clinger. I never want to give off those vibes. So, yeah, the one thing that I thought was interesting and I think I gave him the information for my podcast, so he may or may not hear this. Anyway, I'm going to say it. Nobody knows who we are. One of the things about him that I found the most interesting is that he, like Mr. SP, 14-year friend with benefits, was very into bushy vaginas, and he liked a hairy pussy. And for me, that's refreshing. It's especially in the wintertime, like, say it ain't so. And I'm like, hell yes. That's like a super plus in my book. And somebody who's, you know, willing to let me be open and nasty and naughty. And, you know, as long as I'm respectful to the situation and I report to him and I don't take any action without permission and all of the things. And again, as a submissive, I am looking for a man to dominate me in that way, in every way. If I can trust that you're going to, you know, take care of me and have my best interest at heart in all situations. So, honey. Can we just not talk about this? So anyway, I'm wrapping up the Bush update. So one of the things that he wanted was for me to send Bush updates, and I would send them weekly. And a Bush update is literally a picture of my pussy and to be able to track the length of my pussy hair. I'm not making it up. I swear to God, no lie. The only reason I'm bringing this shit up is because on my laptop right now, I'm going to take a goddamn picture. As a matter of fucking fact, I'm going to take a picture of this shit and I'm going to post it on fucking Instagram after I upload this episode. So y'all know I'm not fucking lying. It says it on my computer screen right fucking now. And the shit is so old. This will show you how long it's been since I've turned my fucking laptop on. Yeah. Okay. So you can see it. The fucking reminder alert says, send daddy Bush update pic. And the date on the fucking reminder is from 11/7/2019. Just so y'all know. Like, I really... I don't be just like bullshitting and like on the laptop. It's just like, oh, fuck them in an episode. Like, honey, I lose track of life. Like, where it's 2020 already? Oh my God. I did all of my Christmas shopping, like, I was going to say the Saturday before, but that would be a lie. It would be the Saturday before, because I had to go out of town on a business trip. And I had to fucking do all my Christmas shopping in less than 24 hours. So, yeah. Because I just don't plan well. And I tell most people I'm living minute to minute, bitch. Like, what can I do for you? If you need me, you better put it on my calendar, because I ain't got time for time. So, yeah, I'm moving on. The Bush updates were a thing. And I just thought it was fun and quirky. And it was cute. For me, it was cute. Especially for somebody to admit that they're into something like that. And it's a turn-on for them. And I don't mind my hair growing out for the most part. In the summertime, it is not nice. In the wintertime, I don't mind it. And if you don't know why I feel that way, it's just a wet pussy issue for me. So, yeah. We talked about fisting. We talked about anal. The one other thing from 2019, because most of these guys I met through this site, most of these guys I met through this site, minus the sex party and the sex party guy. Everyone else, for the most part, I met through FetLife. And I will say, I actually put little bullet points here because I didn't want to forget this. And it's going to sound dumb, but it's legit. Two things that I got from FetLife was, actually, I'm going to add a third, and I'm going to start with the bad, because I don't know why, I just do that. I like to start with the bad, because then I get the good, and then I'm like, okay, I'm cheery at the end. So, do that first. So, the bad for me is, it can be a little overwhelming. Like, once you start getting noticed by people, and people start to friend you, and follow you, and comment and inbox you. Like, I think as of a month ago, because I logged out of the site because after the ending of the situationship relationship, I don't know what we're calling it. I was, in my mind, I was in a relationship, but I don't know. It was weird. It just didn't end well in my book. I wish it would have ended better. I wish it wouldn't have ended. Ain't that fucked up? Like, why I had to go left. But anyway, I think that was like a month ago, or coming up on a month ago. I logged out and I was just like, I think I put an update on my profile. Like, it's been real, it's been cool. Or like, I didn't say that. I was just like, I need a break, or I'll see y'all when I see y'all, or something like that. But as of then, a month or so ago, I had like 200 unread inbox messages. And that was with me reading the ones I cared to read and communicating with the people I knew. Just so many. And it can be overwhelming, and it starts to, like, especially as a person who deals with anxiety, it could be like, it makes you anxious AF. Like, it's a lot. So, yeah. So then, I don't know how much, I get like quiet, and I need to not do that, because I'm pretty sure I'm sounding super wheezy and congested. But the one thing that I got the bad from Fet is, there are some sick and twisted people out here that are into some very disgusting things. And caution, warning, this might be a moment to fast forward, but the one thing that I learned that disturbs me so deeply is a real thing, is pedophiles and the pedophilia, and even just, and it's not, you know, and don't think that guys are like, oh, send me pictures of your children. Like, it's not that type of shit. They are living in a hypothetical space of, you know, wanting to call you certain things and treat you like, you know, tell you what age you are and what you're pretending to be, and verbally say these things, like, repetitiously. Like, I tell you no lies. Fuck it. We about to be 100% transparent. So, again, warning, if these types of things bother you, please fast forward. But I'm being transparent, and I've done the research. There's no, Nothing I can do from a legal perspective. These people live in the hypothetical. A lot of these conversations are not had with real telephone numbers. So just making sure y'all understand that even from my part, I'm not using my actual telephone number, and I'm pretty sure they aren't either. And again, I do not have recordings of these things. All of that. I'm just saying all of that to any questions you may have. I've done my researches and my Googles, and as a parent, it is not easy to talk about these things. And as a person who has been impacted by these things as a child, I do not like talking about these things, but this is going to get a little serious, but it happens. It is real and it exists. And this is the ugly of 2019. So I learned that these men, and there was one guy, and this is the worst of the worst. So again, if this topic ain't for you, fast forward. I'm going to speak quickly. I'm not going to stick on it long, but I'm going to just get it out. Be real about it. Move the fuck on. One guy straight up was like, and we're having a phone conversation. This isn't anything in writing. He would never put anything in writing. But every time we got on the phone leading up to this, he was always like upping the ante to see how far he could push me and how far I would go in a situation. And it was mostly about like control. Oh, and if we lived together and I told you to do this, what would you do? And if I said this, would you do it? Like those types of things. And then it was like, oh, if I wanted to bring another female in to live with us, how would you feel about that? And like all of these are the things he's building up to in conversation. So he finally, the tip of the iceberg, and I wanted to throw up, choke the life out of him, and couldn't even tell you where he lived in real life, because people can tell you anything. This man said that he wanted to, you know, impregnate me, have this child with me. I really can't repeat this. I cannot repeat. I'm sorry. And I did all of that talking and I just can't repeat it. But there were just things that he wanted to do in the presence of this child. Once this child got to a certain age with this child, just like, and as this man is saying this, I feel like time froze. And I remember being so disgusted and just like, I don't want to say like Twilight Zone, because it ain't that like deep and it didn't feel like momentous or anything, but it was just like, is this really happening right now? And I'm just like, excuse me, are you fucking kidding me? And I hang up on this guy and then I block him and all of these things. And then it's just like, fuck, like anyone who speaks. And he's speaking in very specific and graphic detail, and he's firing this shit off. And I'm sitting here like, are you fucking kidding? And it was like he was trying to get it all out before he ran out of breath and before I, you know, shut it down. That was very bothersome to me. And then over time, more like him came around. And one guy in the middle of us being on the phone, and this is the person, again, we had been in conversations, and there are a lot of people you maintain virtual situations with that are just masturbation material. Or, you know, like if you don't know nothing about no phone sex and you don't enjoy phone sex, have I talked about phone sex? I'm going to write a note to the side to investigate, because I do not know if I have or have not. I have to refer to my old notes. Talked about phone sex, because phone sex is lit, especially long distance. Bitch, we could be in the same city. We could be in the same damn house. You could be outside in the car. I love phone. Like, go on your lunch break in the car and have phone sex. I love me some phone sex, honey. I've had dudes literally go in the bathroom at their job, like the individual stall. There was one dude that even went into the fucking, like, a regular bathroom with a stall and sat in the stall. I could hear the other people in the background going to the bathroom. He had his headphones in and didn't say a word to me, but he was in there jacking off the whole goddamn time while I'm turning up and getting myself off. Like, y'all getting all my business. Hello. But I'm down with the phone sex. I'm not a big fan of video sex, but if someone wants to jack off in front of their camera for me to watch it while I'm getting my pussy off, that's a turn off for me. That shit's sexy to me. Don't ask me why. Argue with somebody else, because it is what it is. But phone sex is great. Like, honey, I'm about that phone sex life. I've been doing that shit for a while. a lot, especially when you have like your do-goes, you got college situations and travel. Like when you're in a relationship, you traveling or you like, you know, whatever. I'm down. I love phone sex. I live for it. And I'm actually very good at it. I thought about becoming a phone sex operator. I feel like I've talked about this before, but if I haven't, here we are. Phone sex is lit. Phone sex is lit. Girl 6, that movie. I'm pretty sure I've talked about this. That motherfucking Spike Lee movie with Teresa Randall. Girl 6 is amazing. That is what it's called, right? Yeah. I love. Phone sex is life. So those are the, that's the bad from FetLife. But the good things from FetLife, like, bitch, I learned my angles. I learned some amazing camera angles and, you know, ways to accentuate, you know, certain areas of my body. Like, that's what I appreciate so bad. I mean, like, girl, my pictures be lit. That's all I'm saying. I learned lighting and positioning and how to get these big ass titties in frame and still be sexy. And then, you know, show the love handles, but not show them, because some dudes like the love handles. And that's the other thing I would say I got from it is, you know, just the confirmation that, bitch, I am sexy. Like, in my mind, I have to believe that I'm sexy, because if I don't believe it, who the fuck else is going to believe it? And it's not about how you look. It's about how you carry yourself. And, you know, people say it all the time, like, oh, these bitches out here tricking niggas and because they got all this makeup on and blah, 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 whatever. For the most part, my 9-to-5 look is no makeup. My normal day-to-day is no makeup. But bitch, don't play around with me and let me fuck around and get snatched on your ass. Like, find you somebody else. But, I don't know why I'm going here. Why am I going here? Oh, just the confidence thing. You know, it's just that, you know, I mean, I carry myself because I know I'm a bad bitch, you know? I know ain't nobody else out there that's killing it like me, bitch. Ain't nobody else made like this. Ain't nobody else made like this. Ain't nobody else got the brain that I got, the mouth that I got, and I mean that in all of the ways. I mean, I'm just saying, like, ain't nobody else doing me. So ain't nobody got this soft-ass skin that I'm rocking. I can't nobody else doing me. And if nothing else, bitch, I'm funny and that's enough for me, girl. And I got good pussy and good head. And I got a baby that love me. So the rest is that bullshit. So I'm happy and I'm living my best life. You have to choose to be happy. And one of the things, what does it say? It's one of those things that you write down and you're just like, bitch, what did it say? I have this little thing on my desk. It was like a little, marquee type thing, but it's a dry erase. And I have written on there, approach all situations with positivity. And choosing that as the mantra in life, like everything, no matter what it is, the bad, the whatever, approach it with a positive attitude. What am I learning in this situation? That has saved me so much frustration in life. So little tidbit of information as we approach 2020. Bitch, we ain't approaching, we in it. See, listen, the way this alcohol and these good smoking situations is lined up. Honey, listen. Y'all lucky I'm still talking and not a babbling fool. And I still got a whole nother thing to talk about. So yeah, that's other the good thing about FetLife is that it's just, you know, the confirmation that bitch, you a bad one. And you find that so many men are into so many different things. I ran into dudes with foot fetishes and I hate feet. But if you want to see my feet, I'll send you a picture. Whatever. I have met, and it's going to branch into the next topic, but I have met so many submissive men that want me to be their mommy, that want me to be their dom with two M's and an E. I don't know. Their mistress. But, you know, just people that, you know, glorify all that is you as a woman and the beauty of your breast and the beautifulness of your skin and your skin tone and your hair and your eyes and your smile and your lips and your nose. Just, I'm telling you, just having people, you know, tell you how beautiful the parts of you are, the whole of you is, even if it's just superficial, the shit is great. Thank you for telling me I'm sexy. It don't mean nothing, but it makes me feel good. So, it is what it is. And, you know, like, I'm not going to apologize for it. I'm being real. And if that's weird, then bitch, I'm weird. Like, I'm weird. 2020 goals. And I'm actually not saying inaccurate. I may refer back to the top. I could read the question verbatim, but what the bullet point that I wrote down is 2020 pussy goals. So listen, I've been having some very vivid dreams here lately. Now that I've been masturbating a lot more frequently, that was another thing that I wasn't allowed to masturbate, during certain times in my situationship with that gentleman from New Orleans, which I was totally okay with because again, bitch, like I do as I'm told, and orgasm control is, you know, a tool that a dom can use, you know, for his submissive. And for me and my smart ass mouth, it's effective. And I do my very best to follow the rules, because the one thing I will say about the orgasm control and like being told that you can't come and you can't masturbate is when you do, oh, what a day it is. Like, oh, so it's like a blessing and a curse. It's painful. It gets rough some nights, but in the end, it's usually worth it. I'm not holding out. I held out for a long time, but it was worth it. That sex machine was lit. That sex machine was everything. Did I talk about the sex machine? I think I did. Anyway, 2020 pussy goals. I want two-man double penetration. And if you don't know what that means I want a man's penis, a human man with a heartbeat's penis in my vagina, and then another one in my ass at the same time. And then, you know, yeah, I want that to happen. That is a 2020 pussy goal. I cannot remember ever having this before. I have had penis and sex toy, but I cannot remember ever having had two men at the same time in my pussy and in my ass. I specifically said it that way for a reason. Moving right along. I have recently been having recently been having very vivid dreams. I think I was leading into that and then got off track. About lesbian sex. And I think it's because, transparent. We're going to be transparent. I think it's because I've had in the very recently have had women, two specifically, women that I've known for quite a while that have tried to like hit on me. And like tried to hit on me. Like I was sitting there like, is this bitch pulling my moves on me? Like with the flirting shit. And then one person, I don't know if I recorded this or did not. I don't know. She like shot her shot. And I was like, shit. And even like hauled off and showed me a little something, something on, you know, in a little video. And I was like, fuck. And ever since I saw the video, I'm like, God damn it. I'm having dreams about wanting to plant a little pussy. And I don't know how I feel about that right now. I do know this. I know this if I know nothing else. I love dick. Okay? I love a big, hard, fat dick. But I can enjoy some pussy. And it's been a while. How long has it been? It depends on how specific we're being as to what I'm looking to do. I played around in the vagina area of someone else more recent than not, but the level of sex that I'm trying to have with a woman, I haven't done that in a very, I don't think I've ever done it in the way that I want to do it. I've never done it in the way that I want to do it. Like I'm trying to fuck a woman the way I fuck a man. Like, yeah. Anyway, that. And I really want to dominate. I think I want to dominate. Yeah, I want to dominate. I don't want no bitch dominating me. I love dominating women. Not so much into dominating men. But you will find on my list that I want to get more active in the domination space. I identify as switch because I like to dominate women, but I have so many submissive men reaching out to me, and they're so cute and dainty. And, you know, one guy, oh, like, this is going to sound so weird, but I'm going to just say it. It's warning. I'm about to talk about people eating cum. So this guy, super, and I hate to like sound like I'm saying it a certain way, but very petite. Most of the guys that reach out to me and like want to hook up and want me to dominate them, they're very petite, thin guys. Mostly white guys. It's the truth. Don't get me wrong. I've been approached by several black and other ethnicity submissives, but for the most part, it's white males that reach out to me specifically. And it could be just a southern thing. I don't know. But yeah. So this one guy, And it's so funny because they all have this super fetish with being pegged and being fucked in the ass with a strap on. And it's just like, okay, I could absolutely do that. And I've done it before. I've done it with my ex. I've pegged him. I want to say several times. I know at least twice. And I enjoyed it. It was pretty funny for me. I like anything that gives me a little bit of control in the bedroom. I don't like having all of it, but moments where I can have a little bit of control, like oral and then the pegging thing, like, hell yeah, let's do it. Another thing I'm going to talk about, I think, in the next episode is going to be rimming, salad tossing, eating ass. We're going to call it what it is. We'll have to talk about that in another episode because that's a topic in itself. But yeah, how did I get there? How the fuck did I get there? Oh, dominating men. So anyway, yes. Okay. That's where I was. We're talking about the little skinny submissive guys, and they're all into being penetrated by these big ass dildos. And I have fucking video where they like send me video of them shoving. You know, there's one guy and he's an older guy and it's like late 40s, early 50s. You send me video, like literally from the time we exchanged kick information, he starts firing off video after video of him like sitting on wine bottles. And like, it was so weird. And then this one guy, the one that I don't even like talking about it, cause like the thought of it makes me want to gag. Like, I wanted to delete the videos, but I never delete anything cause I need evidence. Cause people are always like, that is not real. You lying. I'm like, bitch, you want to see? So, oh God, I'm going to puke. So this guy likes his stuff in his butt, his big black dildos, and they get the suction cup dildos that can go like on the bathroom wall, on the countertop, on the cabinet if they want to get on all fours, on the side of the tub, and all that stuff on the wall. And I own one because I've done a lot of those things. I even had one attached. I think I talked about having one attached to my refrigerator at one point. The suction cup dildos are life. If you don't own one, girl, go get one and go get your life. That's great. Like, get yourself off in the shower in the morning before you go to work. Like, ride on that thing and get, rub you off one real quick. Like, get you a suction cup dildo. It's everything. And they're super cheap. Well, I guess it depends on where you live and how big you buy, because you don't need that much. Girl, get the smallest one, like 4-5 inches. If you like me and you like to, like, feel something, get you, like, a good 6-7. 7, I would say, is the most. The one I have is actually 8, and it's a little bit too much. It takes a little getting ready for, because it's the, like, the rubbery, very, it's not, I don't know what I'm wanting to say. You just have to get it nice and wet for you to glide easily across it. And it stretches because it's a big, thick 8-inch dildo. So I wish mine was smaller. So that's why I say get like a 6 or 7 suction cup dildo and get that thing on the side of that bath, that shower wall, honey. And honey, listen, get your nut, rinse that motherfucker off, finish your shower, get out, put it in your undisclosed location under the bathroom sink or wherever, and move on about your business. Ain't nobody got to know you got your nut this morning, but hello, good morning, have a great day. So, I mean, I'm just saying, honey. And then if you a couple and you just nasty, like, if y'all cooking together, just being cute and have a little romantic night, well, put that motherfucker on the refrigerator. And I've also said, like, if you have issues with your man playing his video game or doing your computer games, whatever, and he ain't paying you no attention, grab that suction cup dildo and put that motherfucker on the coffee table, on the wall next to the television, on the side of the motherfucking desk in his office, and ride that bitch. Honey, listen, go find you a suction cup dildo and turn the fuck up. And if I haven't talked about that shit before, I've done a disservice to y'all. And I apologize. But it's time to step our pussies up in 2020. Sorry, I had to drink. I probably should be stepping my pussy down in 2020. But I'm out here living my best life. And it's entirely, life is too short. Listen, I take breaks. I take, you know, breaks of time as it relates to sex and fucking. Because, I mean, I respect my pussy and my walls. We've talked about this. Kegels are important. Like, I'm trying to keep it right and tight, especially with, you know, the little extracurricular moments of, like, fisting. The orgasms are amazing, though, y'all. Like, they are amazing. They're so good. So, yeah. Where was I? I would like to do more traveling in 2020. And in doing more traveling, I would like to have some sexy, travel, like, naughty time with, like, I hate to say strangers because it's never a stranger. It's usually someone, like, you have to, like, if you're on FetLife and you know you're going to wherever, I don't know. We'll just say, like, if I know I'm going to Denver, I would update my location to Denver temporarily, like a month or whatever beforehand. And then you would just put in your profile, like, hey, I'll be in this area during these times. Hit me up if you want to play. Or don't, and just let people reach out. And then you tell them, like, hey, I really don't actually live there, but I'll be there during these times, blah, 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 blah. So, yeah, I want to have more travel sex. Yeah, I want to fuck people from other places. Because it's just fun having dick available when you go somewhere on vacation, or you go, like, oh, I'm going to be in this area. And it's like, oh, okay, well, shit, I could take a I could, you know, do a quick vacation if it's in the area, and I'll meet you there. So, yeah, like, I was recently in the California area, and someone that I had been chatting up with, we hooked up, and he was a sad of 2019. Poor little thing. He was a little baby. He was so young. He was young, like 21, in the 21 to 23, 24-ish range, and I'm 31. I don't fuck dudes younger. It ain't my, that's not my thing, okay? I like him older. And I think I was a little bit too much woman for him, and he was so intimidating. He was so sweet. But yeah, like, so that's kind of how, like, yeah, it's just nice to have people that you have, like, communicated with and kind of gotten to know. And, you know, I do my vetting in the background, like I've talked about before. Like, I know who I'm dealing with. And it's never used to hurt anybody, but you need to know who you're dealing with so that if something happens to you, God forbid, people know how to find you and know how to find whoever you're with. Just saying. So, yeah, more travel sex. I would like to do some more group activities, like orgy type activities. You know, my goal is to find a partner, like a master, a dom, you know, somebody that, you know, I can be a lifelong or boyfriend play partner that potentially blossoms into something else. I'm looking for my male unicorn. Yeah. Is there such thing? Is there, like, are all unicorns girls? That's a stone question. We're going to move right the fuck on. I'm looking for my male unicorn, who's all the kinky things that I love and willing to accept all the kinky things that I am. Like, I'm super basic as fuck, but I'm an all or nothing type of girl. I don't do half. And I don't like wasting my time. If I'm not in it and I'm not feeling the vibes, I'm not going to try and force it. So I would like to get like a permanent partner that I could do like group and orgy type stuff with. And yeah, I want to have more fun in that area. But it's weird doing it as a single girl because you never want to be the person who's walking into a married or situationship and it, you know, you do the thing that she don't do at the house, so he looks your way just a little bit too long and she got attitude. And I don't want to do those things. I don't want to deal with that drama. It's just not fun doing play stuff as a single person. But I got lucky at the sex party with Mr. Smoke. So he's a good friend with benefits. And, you know, there are no strings, no nothing. I don't know. I hate to say it. I really don't know much of anything about his personal life as it pertains to, like, his relationship status. I know what he told me when we first met, but I don't know if that's real. I don't ask. We don't talk like that. It's just like, I need to be fucked today, please. And he's like, okay. And then vice versa. He's like, what are you doing? And like, you know, I'm at work. And he's like, what are you going to be doing tonight? And I'm like, waiting for you to bring me that dick. So it's like, that was the basis of our relationship following the sex party. And that's kind of what we picked up over the last couple of weeks. He's so fucking weird. But he's good like that. Like, he's consistent. I don't have to worry about it turning into I love you or want to be your boo thing. And shit, it might turn into that. And shit, he might feel that way. But I'm just here for the dick right now. Can you just give me the dick and the nuts and go home? Thank you. Bye. Is that the end of my list? That is the end of my pussy. No, I'm lying. There is one thing I wrote on here because it is an honorable mention for my 2019 good/ugly. Getting my vagina, it's not waxed, it's sugared. Whew, that shit was so motherfucking painful. I remember the hair on my toes standing up and coming to attention when that lady ripped that hair from the back parts, from my asshole. And, like the pain, the sensation. And I thought I liked me some pain, bitch. That one, I swear, the light flashed and I thought I saw Jesus. Like, that was it. But the feeling of a completely hairless pussy and ass is amazing. I'm telling you, I felt like a teenage boy with his first hard on and I just wanted to play with my pussy all day. And, honey. I'm so here for the shits, you hear me? Because it was nice. But I'm also lazy and I don't have time for all that. And as a brown girl with coarse hair, ingrown hairs, and I just don't have time for it. So I'm a low trim kind of girl. If I'm fucking with somebody, here comes the congestion. So it's time for me to wrap it up. If I'm dealing with someone who is really into it, I'm going to let it go as long as they want it to go. Akbar, he pisses me off because he likes it bare and I'm not a bare girl. Even when it's like super low, he still got something to say. Like, listen here, sir. This is my pussy and when I say goes, you don't get to dictate what the hair on my vagina looks like until you put a ring on it. And you probably still can't tell me then. So, either take the pussy the way it come or get the fuck on. And guess what? He keeps coming to take the pussy the way it is. One move. Even when that motherfucker was looking like Afro Man, sending them fucking bush updates, like, whoo, girl, it was bad. Like, I probably could have put, like, four braids in. Like, y'all need to know that. I'm going to shut the fuck up because that took y'all there. I might be a little bit too drunk. So I'm going to go ahead and wrap. The ultimate goal for me for 2020 is to elevate the podcast and make it the best it can be. I would love to be able to provide you consistent content. The original goal was weekly, and I think that was a little ambitious. I would like to commit to, at a minimum, bi-weekly episodes that are consistent. The one thing I will say, and I plead to you, if y'all want to consistently hear me, I need y'all to tell me what y'all want to hear. So that means, I mean, even the most random things, I have that email box connected to my personal email box. So anything you send, I'm going to see it right away. It's going to pop right up fucking immediately. And I'm probably going to read it and maybe respond to it depending on what it is or depending on what I'm doing. So yeah, anything y'all want me to speak on, you want my opinion on, you know, anything going on in your sex life or whatever, or shit you just have questions about and you want me to talk about it, we can learn together. There might be something you bring up that I haven't heard about. I would be fucking surprised. So yeah, I need y'all to email me. The email address again for the umpteenth millionth time is kinkunashamed@gmail.com. And the Instagram page is @kinkunashamed. You can DM me there as well. Miss Rosa can let you know it works. So shout out again to Rosa and Grace. And to every one of you who consistently comes back. I love the love. I appreciate it. If you could be so kind as to review a bitch on whatever platform you listen to me on, I would appreciate it. If there is anyone out there who can do artwork or knows someone who can do artwork, please reach out to me. I really, really, really would like to update the artwork, because I'm going to brand this episode as season 2, episode 1. So I would like to rebrand the podcast and maybe do some updated artwork. So if you know anyone, reach out to me, let me know. I'm not looking for free work. I'd appreciate free work, but I'm not looking for free work. So yeah, welcome to 2020. Hopefully I bring you some nasty shit, because I got plans for this pussy. I got plans for a few of the dicks on my list. I got plans. Like, my next plan, my next visit is going to be back to New Orleans, because I have a little bit of unfinished business, we'll say. I got some dicks to see about, so I think I'm going to do that, and we'll see what happens. So, until next time, because I actually get a break. So I recorded this one, and then I'm going to upload the previous recording that I forgot to upload, and then I should be back recording again in the next couple weeks or so. Or if the spirit moves me, or if y'all email me some content, y'all might start getting weeklies. Y'all got to motivate a bitch and keep me on track, because I lose track of time. It's real. I swear to God, I really do. I have to ask people all the time what day of the week it is. Like, bitch, what month is it again? And people are like, girl, would you change your calendar? And I'm like, what does it matter? So until next time, stay kinky, do something nasty, and please share your stories, because I'm nasty and I like to hear and read and all those things about dick and sexy time. So until next time, stay kinky, darlings. Bye.